So, the best song in the world today is this segment where we talk to people, listeners, sometimes ourselves, and we say, "What's stuck in your head and why? What's the personal meaning of this favorite song?" So, the one I'm going to tell you about is actually somebody else's best song in the world today. It comes from a woman named Edie Hall. She is a true daughter of New Orleans. She's lived there really all her life. She and her mom roll with an all-women's crew called the Crew of Iris. Edie's kind of a pistol. She's just total salt of the earth. It just you couldn't get more New Orleans than she is. Here's just a little taste.
We saw a lot of beads, a lot of toys, a lot of stuffed animals. I had a friend tell me that if you couldn't catch a bead at Iris, you were blind and deaf.
She tells you.
Straight up.
Edie Hall just tells you straight up. So today, of course, is Fat Tuesday. It's the third Mardi Gras since Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans and the whole Gulf Coast in 2005. And Edie owns a nice home down in the Garden District there. It's just a really classic home with high ceilings and a swing on the front porch. Not a big house, just a nice place. I met her in college, and right after Katrina, we were all trying to reconnect, and we were so glad to hear that she'd made it through the storm and everything was fine. But then these other things started happening. In October 2005, October 1, the same day she got power back, Edie got a call that her father in Mobile had shot himself. And New Orleans was still under curfew, but she got in her car and she drove to Mobile. And in doing so, to reach her father, who was, of course, dead, she had to follow the arc of the storm destruction from New Orleans across the Gulf Coast to Mobile.
I was the only car on the road, and as I got up on the interstate, it's pitch black dark. There are no street lights, there's no stoplights, there's nothing except my headlights. It was very surreal. The whole experience was surreal. You sort of, you think back to it and you're like, was I in a movie? Just the interstate was black. There were no lights. I mean, when you get to an exit, when you got to the Gulfport exit, it's one of the Gulfport exits. There's a huge exit. They had all the fast food restaurants, the trucker, gas station, all that sort of stuff. Just pitch black dark. And you're sort of sitting there thinking, okay, my father shot himself, and there's destruction all around me.
And then something else happened.
I lost my job in January of 2006. They eliminated the position.
Oh, tough time she's having.
So, in effect, yeah, they were
And
downsizing.
yeah, and then something else.
And then in the summer of 2006, my partner of 9 years left me.
But she's still got Mardi Gras. She's not giving it up. She's got a new job down at City Hall, and she's got a song that just sums up for her the love of Mardi Gras. I'll let her tell you.
The song is Go to the Mardi Gras by Professor Longhair, and it is my best song in the world today. You hear the first few bars, and you know exactly what it is. And it's about coming to Mardi Gras. It's about getting your ticket and coming to New Orleans. And if you come to New Orleans for the Mardi Gras, you're going to see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Domain. And if you stay there long enough, you'll see the Zulu Queen.
So, Edie, we hope you have a wonderful Mardi Gras on behalf of the Bryant Park Project. Let's play it out. This is the best song in the world today on this Fat Tuesday. Thanks for listening.